You're listening to RNZ National's morning report. Now, following on from our earlier story, the Greens' new poverty action plan has been criticised by National, who believe the initiative will hurt small Kiwi businesses. National's finance spokesperson Paul Goldsmith is with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How is this going to punish New Zealanders, as I think you've said?
Well, look, the reality is that the Greens always want to spend much more and tax much more. And so the proposals around higher income tax and higher asset taxes will affect particularly older New Zealanders who have saved, but also small business owners who we need to be investing to create jobs. And it will impact farmers, of course, and the whole lot of New Zealanders. And our simple view is, at a time when the economy is going down, we don't need more taxes. We need more opportunities for Kiwis to invest and get ahead.
When you're talking about this large number of people, though, the wealth tax, I think, will affect 6% of New Zealanders and the income bracket 7%. So it's not huge numbers.
Well, that's their estimate, and of course...
Are you saying the estimates are wrong?
Well, who knows what they're based on. The point is that people have different assets and different incomes at different points over their lives, and at their peak of the career, they may well go into these brackets, but a lot of New Zealanders will aspire to be in these higher tax brackets, and they will be working hard to save. And the last thing we need, particularly... at a time when you want small businesses to be investing to create jobs, is to come out and say, look, we're going to tax you a lot more.
And, to be fair, though, the tax brackets in this country are very low when you look at some of our international international countries that we perhaps would like to compare ourselves to, Australia, the UK.
Yes, we have. We also have a very significant GST tax. And look, I think New Zealanders pay plenty of tax. We pay enough tax.
GST taxes exist in those countries too.
At a time when an economy is struggling, is more tax. What we need is careful spending and a focus on growth. And rather than hitting the retirees who have saved throughout their lives with more tax, and like I say, those small business owners, the farm owners, or New Zealanders who have worked hard.
The amount of money that would be put on the table for people essentially bringing up benefits, you'd rather keep people on, what, $250 a week?
Sorry, I just missed that. What was that question?
You'd rather keep people on welfare on $250 a week, would you?
Look, there's been significant increases in welfare over the last couple of years, and every, of course, every society wants to be able to help those in need the most. The best way to do that is to create jobs and provide jobs for people to work, and those jobs require investment.
Mm. But best will in the world, we are in a post-COVID situation, Mr. Goldsmith, and we know that more people are going to become unemployed, even if it is for potentially a short time in the aftermath.
Right. That's right. And so the best thing we can do for the economy and for all New Zealanders is to create an environment where we're creating jobs and opportunities. And that's why a green approach, which, frankly, we're worried that the Labour Party might want to follow, taxing investment more ultimately and taxing savings more will make that more difficult. That's why we're opposed to it. And, at a time when we want those small businesses to invest and grow, Greens want to tax them more. What we're not clear on is to what extent the Labour Party want to do the same, and that's what we'll be asking over the next few weeks.
Your press release that you put out yesterday, you said the wealth tax would be particularly severe. A small business person, successful small business person, owning a $1 million house and a business worth $1 million would have to pay $40,000 a year for the 2% wealth tax.
Yeah, look, that
was wrong, though, because it's a 1% tax, and that, by my maths, would be 10,000, not 40,000.
Yeah,
and also both of those things would have to be owned outright.
Yeah. Look, yes, that's true. The point is, I put out that press release when I saw the press release and all the documents that the Greens put out. It was very vague as to the thresholds. Right at the very bottom, there was a table that made the point that what they're talking about is a tax of over $1 million. I assume that it would involve taxing.
So did you not read the policy before you put out your press release?
It was a very vague policy, and that's the point. They'll be spending a lot of time explaining.
There were costings in there, Mr. Goldsmith. There were costings in there. They were clear about the rates. They were clear about how you had to own things outright. So mortgages, for example, would be taken into account on things like homes. You were deliberately trying to muddy the waters, weren't you?
No, I wasn't actually. What I had a perfectly reasonable reading of it, which is to say, if you're going to get taxed on assets over $1 million, you would pay the tax on that $1 million. Way down.
No. That's not what it said at all. It was that you were going to be taxed on anything over that.
Yes,
so I have to say, reading your press release, it does look like it's fake news.
No, it is not fake news. And what is fake news is trying to the Greens putting out statements which are not clear as to what exactly where those tax thresholds apply. And I'm quite frankly admit that I got it wrong on first glance. But when you look at the details in the press statement and all the policy documents, it wasn't clear as to where the threshold came through.
The problem here, though, Mr. Goldsmith, is that you're putting yourself forward to be the finance minister potentially in 3 months' time. And if you're prepared to be putting out information without reading the detail and getting your sums wrong to the tune of four times wrong, isn't that a bit of a worry?
It's more of a worry that the Greens are putting out tax proposals which were vague and not very well explained in their press statements. And I think any fair-minded person looking at their press statements and what they said would come to a similar conclusion to me, or could have easily. So if you got right down to page 15 and saw one little example on a table which explained it better, then well, good luck to you. But I was moving in a fast-paced environment trying to respond. And look, it doesn't alter the fact that what they're proposing here is a significant new tax to make it more difficult for Kiwi retirees and savers and small business people who are trying to get ahead.
Thanks very much for your time, Paul Goldsmith there, National Party's finance spokesperson.